Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our guest this afternoon is really someone that needs no introduction. You've gotten to know him as members of groups like New Edition, as well as LSG with Gerald Levert and Keith Sweat. But Johnny Gill is an artist that has really been able to make his own mark and really use his own sound to be able to touch the world. He's joining us live today to talk to us not only about his career, but also to introduce his brand new single, Just the Way You Are. Johnny, thank you so much for joining us today on Conversations Live. We're glad to have you, man.
Oh, thanks for having me. How are you guys making out?
Doing really well, man, and congratulations on the brand new single. Once we first introduced it to our listeners here, I mean, they were going crazy for it. So, of course, it was a real excitement for them to know that you were going to be joining us live here. Before we get to introducing the single, though, let's just kind of look back at the career you've been able to have, because, as I mentioned, you've been a part of these popular groups like New Edition and LSG, but really people have gotten to know you. Of course, my mom, even for the song like My, 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 Rub You the Right Way, those are songs that I think have really crossed over to so many different generations. What has it been like for you, Johnny, to be able to have the career that you had and also to touch listeners the way that you have been able to?
If I could pinpoint it, I tell you, it's like I've just been blessed, man, and who knows, just has a gift that God gives that has a, it's magical. It's something that you can't even really, you know, you can't design. It's just, you know, I look and figure, when I look back and I think about my career and see what we've been able to accomplish and how my music has affected people and how it touches people, even when you perform live and when you record records that songs that people are connecting to, I find it to be all simply beyond a miracle and a blessing. You know, it's incredible to see, because you can't really, you know, how do you get the masses to be, or, you know, to be able to reach the masses and have, you know, people to connect with what you're doing here. And it's like some kind of odd, strange little thing that I believe that it's called, you know, that, yeah. I really truly believe that it's a gift, but also it's a blessing, you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, you, even before New Edition and LSG, you were a member of a group, of course. Like so many others that we've gotten to know, you began your career, you know, in the church, and you've been able to really blossom from there. Do you think that foundation, being able to work with the group, and then, of course, to be able to have that faith, Johnny, is one of the things that has kept you consistent? Because I think that's one thing that people say about you and your music, is that no matter, you know, when you release a project, you're always consistent, and you know it's always going to be good. Do you kind of, you know, say that that's because of your background and where you come from?
I believe absolutely. And I stay true to me. I stay true to my music. I stay true to what I do, only because I find that it's important if at any point in time that, you know, when I look at my body of work and I think about how, I'm like everybody else, every other artist. I'm open. I like listening to music. I like being able to try new things, but I'm always being focused and being careful about making sure I don't lose the integrity of who I am and what I do. And that's why every album, it's like even this new one, it's like I took my time to make sure every single song has its place and can be able to, that people are going to be able to enjoy it. All I set out to do was to make great music, as I've always done, and that just simply comes from just taking songs that I can identify with, that I can connect with, and I feel that I can do justice, you know. So, and that's what I did on even on this new album. And, you know, and I think that we did, I when I listened back, and it took me a while to get to a place where I could listen back at the song, at the album, and started listening to it and shook my head and went, holy geez. I mean, because I never had the time to sit and enjoy it or listen to it for my own listening pleasure, and went, wow, I'm proud. I got something to hold my head up about and be proud, really proud.
Yeah, and your fans are proud of you, too. I was speaking to a fan of yours here in the Mississippi area where we are, Johnny, and Diane Lacey, and You know, she, of course, is a fan of yours, like so many others. When you think
right.
About the fans that you have been able to garner, not only in the ones that come to your events, but also
uh-huh.
the ones that now you have because of Facebook and Twitter that are able to stay in contact with you, when you get that overwhelming support, is that also a part of the validation for you that you are on the right path with your career and also with who you are as a person?
Well, you know, to me, when I look, it's so funny, I was just talking to someone earlier today about how, I remember starting in this business as a child, 15 years old, and being drunk and being like anyone else that comes in this business where you kind of get to a place where you start to, you know, where there's no blueprint to, in our career how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to be when, you know, you reach a level of success. It's like all these things that you learn and, you know, growing up in this business and that you learn on the job training, that I call it, where you have to kind of figure out how to do and how to be and how to carry and go through yourself and how to go through, running into the walls and the ups and downs that comes in this business. And most importantly, when I start to look back over my career, when I start looking back over my life, I'm just like, I feel like I'm so blessed, and I can't even put my fingers sometimes on what it is that continues to make this machine operate, what continues to make this thing go. Besides, I just know that most importantly, I have to know at least contribute to most of it to being and keeping what I do authentic by just being connected, being real, and looking at all the other things and all the variables of what I do and what I've done and what I what I feel that is going to be and where I'm at right now when I'm recording, when I'm singing, when I'm creating. And, you know, those things are just are part of the things that I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but I think those are the things that are really, really important, you know.
Exactly. Really staying true to the base, the important things. I totally agree with you. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with national recording artist Johnny Gill. He's talking with us about this journey he's been able to take us all through in music, you know, what it's been like, of course, for him to be able to share this with his fans. Johnny, stay with us. We're going to take a very quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about this single, Just the Way You Are, and have you introduce it for our listeners, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM through DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back in 90 seconds. Stay with us.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Excuse me, is anybody sitting here?
My cousin. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
My cousin, but she's on the dance floor.
No, that's okay. I can stand.
No, please sit down.
Thank you.
I'm Cassandra Whitmore.
I'm Nick. Nick Hart.
It's nice to meet you.
In L. Lisa Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com. Visit marriedinthenickofnine.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live here on the radio at DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com with our conversation with national recording artist Johnny Gill. He's been talking to us about this journey in music that he's been on and also what he's been able to share with his fans. And Johnny, one of the things, of course, your fans have been buzzing about is this new single, Just the Way You Are. Tell us how this song came about.
It was a song written John T. Austin, and who did some stuff, a lot of stuff with Mary J. and a bunch of people, and Troy Taylor, who has been one of the major key in success to, you know, Trey Songz, Trey Songz. So, you know, so it's just one of those songs that I heard. As soon as I heard the track, I went, okay, I need it, got to have it. And he said, really? I said, I have to have it. And we went into from there to start this song and start, you know, getting me a, you know, creating. And I just, I've always loved the song because it's a very sexy but yet subtle song for, and they talk about the appreciation of a woman and loving someone, loving her for just the way she is. And I think every woman can relate to that and have and love and want that from their man. So, you know, it's like putting out things that have great subject matters that people can identify with. I think you can very rarely ever lose. And that's kind of why I come from an honest place and try to go into things and places where it's like, this is what, you know, I think and feel that is needed out there, and let people know that romance still exists and there's still a level of class and style that we can do and talk about how we view and appreciate of our women, which is very important, very important.
You know, Johnny, one of the things that I really respect about you, and I say this on a personal level, I had a conversation with Kenny Lattimore just a couple months ago, and he said something, and I thought about you and your music when he said it. He said he feels as though his job as a songwriter is really to speak to the hearts of women but to the minds of men, letting them know that, you know, that they can be respectful of women, they can love women, appreciate women for who they are and not just because of, you know, what they look like and what they can get from them. And I think you really share that same sentiment, being able to love a person for who they are and be able to share that with them and allow them to know that they're appreciated. So since we have you here with us, Johnny, why don't you go ahead and introduce the single for us?
Well, here's my new song. It's a single. It's called Just the Way You Are, for all the grown and sexy folks, and enjoy it. It's a happy, you know, nod your head, bump your head kind of a song that I think you, you know, not only just for the women, but I think it speaks, and we're speaking on behalf of our great men out here who has great love and respect for women. So here it is, Just the Way You Are.
What more do I have to say?
That was Johnny Gill with Just the Way You Are here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM through DCNowRadio.com and our good friends through BlogTalkRadio.com. Johnny, you know, I think, again, what I said at the beginning is so true about this song and also the new music, and that is the consistency that you have been able to have for your fans. What would you like to say to your fans that have been with you over the years and even those that are being reintroduced to you? What would you like to say to them about their support?
I have to say thank you. I have to say thank you and understand and know that I don't take it for granted that nothing happens on its own. As successful as I've been, I never did it by myself. And know that somebody made the CDs and had to take them, had to print up, make the CDs. Then somebody had to take them to the radio station. Somebody has to put them in the store. Somebody has to do. So it's all these things that when you get to see and have access, know who I am, and get this to choose the talent that you see out here. Nobody does it by themselves, and it's so important to acknowledge that with those that have been there and that are behind the scenes, and those the fans that go out and buy. It's like I take nothing for granted. I'm so grateful, so grateful. I mean, I look at this album. It's been 16 years since I recorded my last album and my last CD.
Wow.
And to come back and find myself a week ago to look at the Grammy ballot and see myself in three different categories. To be up for possibly being up for a Grammy, you know, it's been beyond my wildest expectation. I know one of my goals when I set out to record this album was that's one of my goals was to definitely be able to take home the hardware after 30 years of being in this business. I've been nominated, but my goal is to take one home. And to be back in contention after 16 years, just being acknowledged and being in this game and having an opportunity. My faith obviously lies in the hands now of the Grammy Voting Committee, so I'm hoping to keep my fingers crossed and looking and hoping for their, many of their support to be able to do this, to make my dream come true and fulfill this goal that I set out to accomplish.
Yeah, well, it's amazing, the career you've been able to have, Johnny. And, of course, your fans love you just the way you are, and they definitely love the music. Again, that is the new single, Just the Way You Are. You heard it right here on Conversations Live. Johnny is on Facebook and Twitter. You can find him on Twitter at
Real Johnny Gill.
Also on Twitter, you can look up his page there, Johnny Gill. Is there a website you'd like to give out as well, Johnny?
It's under construction still, but we're getting ready to get that done. But it's going to be johnnygill.com. And so, we're just getting that almost. It's almost ready to go.
And they can get the new single on the regular online outlets, right?
On iTunes, Walmart, Target. Yeah, you can get the album and the single. So it's like definitely, I appreciate all the support that you can give. I continue to work hard. We'll continue to work hard to make sure that I bring great music and great quality of music to everyone's and for people to help to enrich in everybody's lives. So.
Exactly. Well, Johnny, man, I know you've been busy, so I appreciate you and your team taking out the time to be with us this afternoon. Continued blessings to you, man, and we're looking forward to seeing you on the Grammys.
And thank you. Thanks for having me, and thank you so much.
All right, no problem. Glad to do it. Again, the one and only Johnny Gill, everyone. If you missed any part of the conversation with Johnny, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast in about 5 minutes after we go off the air. You know what to do. Go to conversationsliveradio.com. There you can listen to it completely for free. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. Just go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/CAWeb4, that's CAWEBB, the number 4. And, of course, on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. Click on that link. You can listen to the replay completely for free. Also, share it with your friends through the social media buttons there and let them know what they missed for those of you who listen to it live. We want to again thank our good friends at DCNowRadio.com, also our partner here at BlogTalkRadio.com and Amazon.com. Thank you all for making this show possible. We're going to take a musical break. And remember, at the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking with Billy Hollowell of The Blaze. We'll be talking about the debate last night and also the role he thinks race plays in the presidential election. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. Definitely want to stay tuned for that. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM, online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as to DCNowRadio.com.